She was struggling violently against him, and as her stepfather entered, she had struck him in the face. She had managed to escape and ran out of the room, upstairs to her bedroom. She was fully aware that now there would be an explosion. Murdoch Tanner was enormously rich and of great importance to her stepfather, Ralph Pirren, an exceedingly successful shipping magnate. He had made a huge fortune from the steamers now sailing daily across the Atlantic to New York and to other parts of the world. Yet, because he was greedy, he wanted still more. He had found it very convenient to marry Lolita's mother after her father, the Earl of Walcott, and Vernon had died unexpectedly. The Earl had been in an accident late at night when the drivers of two chaises had dined over well and were travelling too fast, and the one driven by the Earl had overturned. One of the horses rolled on him, and if he had survived, he would undoubtedly have been a cripple for life, which was something he would have loathed. Lolita could only think it was, in a way, a blessing that he had died without realising what had happened to him. He had, however, left her and her mother penniless. The Earl had been a gambler all his life, and because he was very much in love with her mother, she had in many ways been a good influence over him, but she could not prevent him taking a chance on a card, a horse race, or anything else which offered a sporting gamble. After the funeral, the Countess had sat down with her daughter, Lolita, and they had tried to work out what they could do. The answer, of course, was nothing. During the years she had been married, the Countess had gradually lost touch with her family, as they lived in the north of England, and her husband claimed hardly any family relations. The earldoms of Walcott and Vernon had been united 300 years ago, but the present earl had dropped the double name because he found it so cumbersome. He arranged that the family would use the name of Vernon while he was the Earl of Walcott only. Apart from the ancient name and a history which spoke of noble deeds and distinguished statesmen, the earl boasted no possessions and a very small income. It just enabled him and his wife to live in a house in an undistinguished street in London. Because they saved, and he was occasionally successful at the card tables, they managed to take a holiday abroad every year. Unfortunately, the Earl enjoyed going to Baden-Baden and Monte Carlo and visiting their casinos. Inevitably, they returned home poorer than when they had started. There were, however, times when he won, and then, because he loved his wife and his daughter, he insisted on buying them expensive presents, which later had to be sold. At the same time, they loved him, because apart from everything else, he was a great gentleman. But that was something Lolita could not say about her stepfather. It had, however, been impossible for her mother to refuse Ralph Pirren. He was quite presentable, although not of the same class as the Earl. His father had been a captain of a ship, and this meant he was engrossed with the sea from the moment he was born. His mother had been the daughter of a solicitor, who had taught his grandson everything he himself knew about money, and as soon as Ralph could think, he was determined to be rich. He had a very shrewd brain, and by the time he was 25, he had accumulated an income which was the envy of his contemporaries. He soon decided that his friends and acquaintances were not good enough for him. He wanted to shine in the social world, as well as among those who admired his business prowess, and when by chance he met the Countess of Walcott, she was the answer to many of the ambitions that had driven him since he had left school. The Countess was extremely unhappy after her husband's death, but that did not deter Ralph Pirren. If riches could make her happy, that was what he was prepared to give her. He also wanted a son who would carry on his ever-expanding business. But here, however, he was disappointed. But it gave him some satisfaction that Lolita at 17 was outstandingly beautiful, and he could say so to those he met in the business world. "I must introduce you to my stepdaughter, Lady Lolita Vernon." This year, Lolita was 18, and he was determined that the social world should help him celebrate the occasion. He had already bought a large and impressive house in Berkeley Square, and he was planning a coming-out ball for Lolita.